30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
You trying to tackle something around your house, home, castle, or cabin? Give us a ring right now at 1-888-767-4348. We'll put our 40 years of building and remodeling Arizona homes to work for you. See if we can't give you a trick, a tip, or a tool that'll make your job just a little bit easier and end up looking a little bit more professional. The lines are open. My wife, Sweet Jennifer's in the caller's screening booth. She'll take your call, get your name, where you're calling from, what project it is you're trying to start or are stuck in the middle of, or your husband can't finish. We can take all those calls, 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer will take the call. Romy is here in studio with me, my eldest son, been co-hosting the show with me since about 2002, right? It's about the time you started.
That sounds pretty close.
Coming in and help do the show.
All kind of blurs together.
All the kids were helping 30 years ago when we first started the show, and we'd have to, computers weren't what they are today, and we had a call screener in the other room, and they'd write the person's name and the question on a yellow sticky note, and the kid would run around and hand it to me, and I'd just stick them all on the desk, and that's how I knew who was on line 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But now we've got computers. Jennifer just simply takes your call, your name, your problem, your question, your dilemma, your project, puts it up on the computer screen, and we can see you there. I can see Ron is calling from Phoenix and has a question that I think will come up very often here in the very near future with a lot of people. So we'll get to Rick. I'm sorry, to Ron. I was looking at my notes. We have Rick, the drywall magician, at interview at 9:30. We're going to interrupt his Saturday morning.
Yes, sir. If okay. You've got drywall repairs that you need to make, if you've got you had to run some wiring to hang your new flat screen TV, and you've got some holes to patch, you've done some artwork readjusting from maybe the holiday gifts, or you've got some damage from taking down decorations, or it's just been a while and you've got two or three different touch-ups, we'll go through everything from just a little nail hole up to, you know, what...
Doorknob?
Well, it would be a little bigger. You know, we're up to the point where, okay, now I've got to cut back to studs.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, about a 2.5 foot.
All right.
Picture somebody's shoulder.
This is a little bit different format than we've done in the past, and we'll be logging that audio clip for you to dig out and find in the future. Well, so you could just have it for your use. If you don't need it today or you don't need it this weekend, maybe you might need it in June or July with a little roof leak that causes some ceiling damage.
Could use it then as well, whenever you're ready. And we've always archived our audio.
But I like the way you're clipping them now.
The way with the new format and tying it in, you know, we write articles. We have the radio broadcast. We do some video. This ties it all together in one place. And it'll be the page that we continue to build on for drywall patch and repair. We call it Rich Media. This is our form of Rich Media, where we bring all the different formats we have together into one page. Rich Media means a lot different thing in the advertising world. This is just our content-rich. It's content-rich media.
Well, and the calendar is content-rich, content-heavy.
It's sparred from the calendar.
it's not just a calendar to keep track of your birthdays and your holidays and your celebrations and your appointments, your vacations. I mean, it is a content-heavy calendar. Our first ever calendar seems to be received very well. Do we have any left?
We do.
A few?
Well, and we're getting ready to order the next 10,000. So
okay. The first 10,000 went like that, man.
Out the door.
And they're free.
They are. You can get one at rosieonthehouse.com. This week, we will have a list of all of our partners that have stacks of these in a newsstand. If they've got a retail or a showroom, they've got stacks of these. If you don't want to wait for the mail, you can stop by and pick one up if you're in the neighborhood or around. But each week we'll be talking through a different to-do on that on our home maintenance calendar. And we had run a photo contest, and we got somebody that was upset that it wasn't the, you know, they had pictured that the Arizona landscape and wildlife would be the entire picture. But, you know, we said all the time, this is not the featured picture. We're not competing with Arizona highways. We don't want to take away from them. But you can go, and we got it uploaded yesterday. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the calendar tab, the PDF that's there now is an interactive one, so that you can now click on the photo and get a 16 by 1200 pixel of the high definition. And our January calendar is a photo by a gentleman, Bruce Phillips. This came in fourth. Our listeners voted on who, on which pictures we're going to go in. And it's an early snowfall at Lockett Meadow and outside of Flagstaff. Just a beautiful Arizona winter picture.
It is.
And so next year, what we're doing is how we design this and the content of it. The first Saturday of each month, we talk about what's in harvest in Arizona. And this month was citrus. So we've got Jan Diotry's lemon squares that we're sampling here in the studio today. And yes, we'll have her in studio next Saturday talking about. But we want this to be still listener-driven. So if you have a recipe that contains citrus, you can send that in to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And as we get them, we'll post them, and people will be able to vote all year long. So
can my oldest sister send in her recipe for a salty dog?
Does it have citrus in it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
She's probably sipping on one right now.
Oh, it's a drink. Yeah, I don't see why not. If it's got citrus in it. Hey, next week's carrots. You need a carrot juice recipe. Well, carrot juice salty dog mix.
My kitchen is loaded with carrot recipes, I'll tell you that.
So each month we'll have a different. So next year we'll have recipes, and we'll still do our landscape and wildlife. And we're looking for one more. It's across the top header. We've got three sections. We've got to find one more thing that listeners can submit and vote on. And everyone says, well, make it a housing project. Well, that's so subjective. There's houses that don't need, you know, there may be 3 or 4 years between times that you get something done. You know, pictures you take all the time, recipes you use all the time. What's one more thing we do?
We'll figure it
constantly.
Out.
You know, I've been thinking maybe, you know, we had Dolan Ellis, and we had a couple people make parody songs for your 30th anniversary that you can listen to on our 30th anniversary landing page. It's just rosieonthehouse.com/30. But songs would be a hard one to put in a physical calendar.
Yes, it
so
would.
Maybe a poem, maybe a hand drawing artwork. I don't know.
Okay.
If you got a suggestion, what listener participation avenue could we use to help build out that third tab? And you can see the tab we're talking about, again, just rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. We've got to come up with that third thing, and it's...
We will. We've got time to figure it out. So the calendar's free. You can get it at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We get a lot of phone calls all week long for them, and like Romy says, the first 10,000 are like gone. But we're going into a second printing, so... it's kind of exciting to see the reception that it's getting, and I hope you all enjoy it. It's our first ever, but it looks like it's going to be an annual project.
And we'll start to regionalize it now that we know, you know, the first year we didn't know if we were going to have 3 requests or 20,000 requests. So Now we'll be able to regionalize it better.
Now, the other thing we're hearing about a lot at the office right now is the ongoing conversation about the APS rate increase. And people keep saying, Rosie, you said you were going to have APS on. Rosie, you said you were going to have APS on. And I am. We are. We're trying to arrange it now. We were at the very verge of making a commitment, and they had a little change of personnel. We're being shuffled a little bit to the new personnel, and we've exchanged some emails just this week, and we anticipate getting APS's side of the story on this rate change. The more I dig, the more intriguing it gets, that's for sure. For those of you that are curious or wondering or have anxiety over the rate change, you, as it stands right now, will be forced change, if you haven't already, before May into one of the new rates. And there does appear to have an overwhelming, huge number of petitions to submit to the Arizona Corporation Commission to force them to consider rehearing the case. But that's all it does. It doesn't guarantee that there's going to be a rehearing, as I understand it. The petitions signed only guarantee they will consider rehearing. So if you are interested in having the case reheard, you might just take the time to call the Arizona Corporation Commission and visit with them about
encouraging. Can I do that online, or is it just a phone call?
Well, we'll figure that all out. But I will say this. Look, we're having electricity delivered to our home as reliably as any other place in the world, safely. APS is doing a great job. We need to hear their side of the story, that's for sure. So we're here to answer your questions as well, 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can get to Ron real quick, calling from Phoenix. I see Cody calling from Tucson. Let's get to Ron first. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Romy. I'm from Surprise.
Okay.
And my question has to do with closing my house down, but only for 30 days. People have been telling me, shut off the water, put cellophane over the toilet bowls, put pots of water out, and I'm not sure who's right, so I figured I'd go to the source.
What time of the month are you leaving?
I'm leaving at the end of March.
I wouldn't even do anything.
Yeah.
Stop the. If you get the newspaper, you know, make sure it stops. Make sure you got someone checking your mail. Inside the home, you don't. That's not enough time for the water to be evaporate out of all your traps. It's not a long enough time to make a difference. 2, 3, 4 months, 6 months. We got to do some planning. 30 days. Okay. Nah.
Great. Makes it easy for me.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Safe travels wherever your destination takes you to. And you can stream Rosie on the House while you're on the road. Just go to our radio tab and any one of our radio affiliates, they all have streaming options that you can tune in and dial from anywhere you got Wi-Fi connection.